In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail cross, dedicated to Christ's body and adorned with his members like pearls. These words on the lips of Saint Andrew on the day of his martyrdom speaks about the great love and devotion we have for the sacred wood of the cross through tradition. How did we receive this feast day of the exaltation of the Holy Cross? Let me give you here some words about the institution of today's feast, and let me read for you a glorious page of the history of Christendom. The king of Persia, Chosroes II, according to the Christian chronicles, you can find the name Chosroes. The king of Persia, Chosroes II, had already overtaken Egypt, and in 614, he took Jerusalem, where he slaughtered thousands of Christians and carried off to Persia the cross of the Lord, which Helen had put upon Mount Calvary. Heraclius, the newly emperor of the East Roman Empire, at first sought for peace, peace that Chosroes, drunken with conquest, refused. Heraclius, therefore, sought help from God by constant fasting and prayer, and through his good inspiration gathered an army, joined battle with the enemy, and prevailed against three of Chosroes' chief captains and three armies. Chosroes was broken by these defeats, and after his flight in 628, he was overthrown by his eldest son, who agreed to give back the Holy Cross to make peace with Heraclius. The cross, therefore, was received back after that it had been 14 years in the power of the Persians. And in 629, Heraclius came to Jerusalem and bore it with a solemn pomp unto the mount whereunto the Savior had borne it. Here took place a famous miracle. Heraclius, who was adorned with gold and jewels, stayed perforce at the gateway which leads unto Mount Calvary. And the harder he strove to go forward, the harder he seemed to be held back. Zacharias, patriarch of Jerusalem, then told the emperor to not enter the city as a victorious conqueror, but with the poverty and lowliness of Jesus Christ. Then Heraclius cast away his princely raiment and took off his shoes from his feet, and in the garb of a countryman, easily finished his journey, and set up the cross once more in the same place upon Calvary, whence the Persians had carried it away. The story of the exaltation of the Holy Cross is a teaching for our journey to sainthood. First, we celebrate a historic event, and on other occasions, we celebrate historic events during the liturgical year as a sign that God does intervene in our life, not only as first cause and creator, but directly. Then, this feast day teaches us that to be like Christ, we need to carry our cross, and to carry it in the way, meaning with the same intentions, our divine model carried the Holy Cross. If we have a generous desire to do something for Christ, we must know that we cannot do it without humility. It is not Christ who needs us to defend his name or to defend his doctrine. The act of humility of Heraclius shows us an example of supernatural prudence. After enduring the hardship of a war and enjoying the success of victory, he was still able to hear good advice and counsel. The word exaltation echoes to the words of Christ, "Who exalts himself will be humbled, who humbles himself will be exalted." In those moments when our self-love is hurt by unexpected challenges or limitations, let us look at those moments as true blessings. These thoughts and examples allow us to enjoy the fruits of our devotion to Holy Cross. The sign of the cross is everywhere in our holy religion. This sign stands for the mystery of our redemption. The Abbot Serger of Saint Denis, describing the cross in the sanctuary, called these necessary items the adorable life-giving cross, the health-bringing banner of the eternal victory of our Savior. What kind of necessity is the Holy Cross for us? Firstly, in itself, it is necessary as the way chosen by Christ. Secondly, the image of the Holy Cross is a necessity for the fullness of the rites of the Church, especially for Holy Mass. And at many occasions, the priest repeats, the celebrant repeats the sign of the cross at Mass. It's not that the amount the amounts give something special, but the repetition keeps our intentions centered on the cross. And here, a Eucharistic miracle put in our hearts a constant reminder about the importance of the image of the Holy Cross, especially at Mass. In the year 1231, this miracle occurred in the southeastern Spanish town of Caravaca, at that time run by a Moorish prince. A missionary priest named Don Gines Perez Chirinos was captured and taken before the Muslim prince. This Muslim prince asked him questions about Catholic religion, and especially, in particular, about the sacrifice of Mass. He heard about it. And the explanation of the priest interested him so much that he asked him to celebrate the Holy Mystery in his presence. The priest, seeing the disposition of this prince, agreed. And the necessary articles for Mass were brought from a town in the hands of the Catholics. The necessary items arrived, but the crucifix was missing. The priest prepared to begin the Mass, but then noted that the cross was missing, and he told the king that he couldn't start without the crucifix. And the prince answered the priest, "But is that not one?" And then the chamber became flooded with brilliant light, and two angels appeared bearing a two-armed cross that they placed on the altar. The priest gave thanks to God and started the Mass. That marvelous occurrence triumphed over the infidelity of Saint Abusate, the name of this prince, and helped for his conversion. And there is a link between this Eucharistic miracle, this cross bringing by angels for Mass, and there is a link between this miracle and this continent. The Caravaca cross came to the New World with the Jesuits and Franciscan missionaries. Saint Junipero Serra brought a copy of the Caravaca cross with him when he set out from Mallorca, Spain, and it remained with him during his founding of the first 9 missions in California. Saint Junipero Serra kept it with him always, and it was buried with him when he died. And during the exhumation of Serra's body for his canonization in 1943, this cross was found on his chest, and today you can still see this cross in the Carmel Mission in Monterey, California. The cross at Mass is always present. Sacrifice of Mass is a sacrifice of Mount Calvary. Its image along the entire rite speaks about the presence of Holy Cross during the preparation of the act of redemption, from the fall of our first parents to Good Friday. To raise the banner of the Holy Cross is a heavenly honor, whose reward we desire to keep intact, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.